You're listening to the audio production of What We Hide by Colleen Coble and Rick Acker. Published by Thomas Nelson and performed by Karen Peaks. For our wonderful spouses, Annette Acker and Dave Coble, words cannot express how grateful we are for your constant help and support. Prologue. Death is a lonely business. The Ray Bradbury title pops into my head uninvited. I push it away and try to stay focused. Death is probably coming tonight, either for me or for Lewis, maybe for both of us. I stare out into the waters off Fort Morgan, waiting for his boat. A waning moon hangs over the Gulf of Mexico, scattering shards of silver light on the uneasy water. Beneath it, a black wall of clouds rises. A storm is coming. It won't arrive for at least half an hour, but the air is already breathless and thick, even by southern Alabama standards. The weather is a complicating factor, but I've accounted for it. I inhale deeply to calm my nerves, pulling in the mixed scents of sea and land, the wild salt odor of the ocean, and the domestic smell of freshly mown grass from the fort's grounds. Perspiration prickles my forehead, and I'm tempted to take off my light jacket, though I can't, of course. I shove my hands into my pockets. I hear Lewis's boat before I see it. The veteran smuggler is used to operating without lights. The low cough and chug of his motor comes across the water for several seconds, growing slowly louder before the low silhouette of the boat detaches itself from the shadows around the tip of the peninsula. I'd expected him to tie up at the little pier a few yards away, which would have put him fully in the moonlight, while I stayed partially in the shadows. Instead, he tips his motor up and lets the skiff's momentum carry it up onto the beach. We'll both be fully in the light. The little boat's bow slides softly onto the sand and he jumps out. He pulls it up with a sharp tug and turns toward me. He's not a tall man, but he has thick shoulders and gorilla arms. A large pistol is holstered on his right hip. He starts walking toward me. "That's close enough," I say when he's about 10 feet away. He frowns, but stops.
"Where's the money?"
"You've been fully paid. You won't get a bonus by blackmailing me."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?